common piece of marketing.
Combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
Hello everyone, my name is Shiny Bujunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds show, and I am your proud NeuroShine coach. Today's topic is marketing, 7 P's of marketing. As you know, marketing has been around forever. As a discipline, it emerged in the late 19th century, and yet the term marketing was known to be invented by Dr. Philip Kotler. And I am going to cover all those 7 marketing myths for you, starting from the very first one. Ready? Let's go. First P is product. This is the what, the outcome, the result of your marketing. Why do you want to create marketing to begin with? What is the product you are sharing with the world? What is the service you are sharing with the world? Think of your product also as a service. This is something that you create, innovate, and add value and contribute to the world of it. Second P is pricing. How valuable is your product? What is it worth and why? Think about your pricing as a tag that you see when you go to a store. Whatever the product that you create, whatever the service that you offer, you need to think about pricing. And when you think about your pricing, you also want to think about who is the buyer, because as the buyer changes, your price might also change. The third P is the place. Where do you offer your product? Is it online? Is it offline? Is it a product that you offer online? Does it come with service, or is it a service and does it come with a product? Where do you share your product or service with the world? Where they can buy it? Can they sign up online? Should they go to a store? Like, where is it? Where is the context? Number 4 is promotion. Now that your product, your price, and place ready, now you want to talk about your promotion, your campaigns, your deals, your offers. If you're going to cross promote it with other people, if you want to have partners, if you want to have affiliates, if you want to do some like deals with a deadline, promotion is everything, and it goes from your personal branding to PR to your logo and your color and your look and feel. It's everything. It's an endless world. And when you think about your promotion, you want to think about human behaviors. Number 5 is the process. Listen, marketing all started with 4 P's. If you go back in time and if you study 4 Myths of Marketing by Dr. Philip Kotler, he talks about 4 P's of marketing. But in today's world, there is also process. And your process includes the experience. What do people experience with your product or your service? How is from the first time they look and see your product and service? And what is the process of going through that sales, that click button, or when they go to the store, yes, I want to buy it, let me go to the cashier and pay for it? How is the experience? What is the after sales experience? How is the customer service experience? Because every touch point is about your personal brand, your product. And that is important, because process really can kill the product or can kill the brand. Watch out. Number 6 is physical evidence. Now we're talking about the receipts that people can hold on to. The photos, the videos, the testimonials that you put out to the world, and people can look and see and have an idea of how it is going to look like buying that product or buying that service. If you are someone like me who is actually offering some training experiences to people, what I have is, for example, my videos. When you go to my website and watch those videos, you will have an instant look and feel of the experience that you're going to have with me when you come and experience my trainings with me and the other people in the room. Also, when you come to my website, you will see other people talking about their experience. It's called testimonials. When you have a testimonial, people do not have to rely on what you are saying. They have other physical evidences to look and research, and they can make up their own mind based on what other people are saying. That's why we have reviews on Yelp, on Amazon. You know, people share their experiences. They take a photo of something and then they just post it online, so it becomes real and it becomes physical. Nobody can argue. And last but not least, the seventh P of seven P's of marketing is people. All the people that are involved with your product and service. I'm talking about if you have an investor, if you have stakeholders, if you have shareholders, to your team members, to your vendors and middlemen and people you work with, and the contractors that you have, and the customer service that you have. And of course, it is all going to come together and create an overall experience for your product and service. And at the end, your clients and customers, they're going to have an overall opinion about who you are and what you offer to the world. So if you pay attention to those seven P's, and if you do a really good job providing the excellent top-notch service and top-notch excellence with your product and service, you will be glad you did it, because it is important for your business and it is important for your mission, right? That's how you make your difference in the world. So I hope you like this video. I hope you enjoy these seven P's and you go and apply them immediately to your business to create a life and a business that you love so much. Why is it important? Because you and I, we're going to create great businesses to make this world a better place. Bring more love and shiny mind.